Before my husband and I got married, we were living together in a mediocre apartment complex in a similarly mediocre part of the city. Now, it wasn't an especially dangerous place, but security at the complex was severely lacking. For context, I once had my car stolen right out of the parking lot in broad daylight without anyone noticing. Another issue with the complex's parking lot was its shortage of spaces. This was usually more of an annoyance than anything, but on one occasion, it had put me in very real danger. I was still finishing my degree at the time, and I had night classes that, in combination with an hour and a half commute, left me getting home on most nights well after 11 p.m. Often I was lucky enough to find a space in the main parking lot by my building, but there were a few occasions when I found myself having to park in a much farther lot. The slot was very poorly lit, it had no buildings near it, and usually had very few cars in it. It was creepy in and of itself, but what really scared me about it was the extended walk from it. As a 21-year-old woman, I had already had plenty of experience with creeps, late-night walks, and unpleasant combinations of the two, but usually those walks were down a street or somewhere more public. Walking alone through this big, dark, empty lot really made me feel like sitting prey. No one had noticed when someone stole my car in the middle of the day. Why should I expect anyone to notice if something happened to me there in the middle of the night? With all this going through my head most nights to begin with, there was one evening in particular when getting out of my car just felt like a really bad idea. Now, I'm not a superstitious person, but my intuition was buzzing from the very minute that I unlocked my door. I'd only taken a few steps when I had spotted a man standing stock still right by the dumpster near my building. He didn't have any trash. He wasn't looking through it. He wasn't smoking. He wasn't doing anything. He was just standing there looking at me. I was still all the way across the parking lot, but other than getting back in my car, there was no way around him. The dumpster was squarely in the middle of the two entrances to my building, so no matter which way I went, I'd have to walk directly toward him. My keys were already between my fingers, but I wasn't feeling very confident about whether this would help or not. I'm not a strong person, and I'm also only about 5'3". More than anything, I felt silly for being so afraid, but I knew in my gut something was wrong. This man had appeared out of nowhere. I'd driven past the dumpster on my way into the lot, and he hadn't been there. Also, I knew what everyone in my building had looked like, and there's absolutely no way that he would have had time to get there from another building between when I passed the dumpster and when I parked. As I got closer, it became increasingly obvious that I wasn't imagining the man staring at me. Especially because, as I got closer, he turned his body so that he was always facing me. Kind of like a sunflower. Just rotating in place, always watching me. Then came the moment when I had to pass him to get to the door. I felt really silly doing it, but I turned around and walked half backwards as I got close to passing him. I left a really wide space between us as I drew near by walking in the grass instead of on the sidewalk, but I still didn't want to turn my back on him. Eventually, though, I had to, and the second I did, I heard footsteps. Not just footsteps, but running footsteps. They were coming toward me, and really fast. So I ran too. I sprinted to the building, ran up the steps to the door, entered the pen as quickly as I could, and then hoped to hell that he wouldn't be able to follow me. I didn't stop running until I got to my apartment door, three flights of stairs later. My neighbors were probably pissed about the noise, but I was terrified. The second I got in the door, I told my then fiance everything that happened between panicked breaths, and he immediately called security. While he did, I went to go peek through the balcony window to see if I could spot the man. I couldn't. He was nowhere to be seen. When security finally arrived, they reported the same. No one was around. I still have no idea what the man was doing there before I got there or where he came from, and I've moved across town since then. But to that really creepy guy from my apartment parking lot, I really, really hope to never encounter you ever again. This happened about 2 weeks ago, or sometime around the beginning of the month. I, a 15-year-old female, and my 13-year-old little sister were staying at my older sister's apartment for a day. She had just gotten a kitten and she needed us to watch her for a day. So we went over to her apartment one night and would stay overnight, and then the next day until she came home from work. As you can all guess, due to COVID, me and my sister are doing school virtually, so we just brought our school laptops and supplies with us. My older sister had left for work that morning, sometime around 6 to 6:30 a.m., I believe. Me and my younger sister woke up at around 7, and we started getting ready for school. Before my older sister left for work, she had locked the door behind her. This'll be important later. There's also a chain on the door, but I mean, it obviously can't be accessed from outside of the apartment. One of the very first things I did that morning on instinct was to put the chain on the door. I tend to be an overly careful person, so it was just natural for me to do this. One thing that I really remember specifically was that I didn't even touch the lock on the door, just the chain. I wasn't really sure if it was locked or not, and I didn't want to accidentally unlock it. So I went with the idea that my older sister most likely already locked it, and that I shouldn't have to mess with it. I didn't really think anything of it afterwards. Me and my younger sister decided it would be easier to focus if we were working in different rooms of the apartment. So she took my older sister's bedroom and I decided to stay in the living room. Now, the living room is the first room you walk into when you open the front door. The whole space is pretty open into a small kitchen and a den. Right past the den is the bedroom. So me and my sister weren't really that far apart from each other. Anyway, let's skip ahead about 2 hours. My class was just about to end, and I start to hear this really violent banging on the front door. At first, I thought maybe I was just misinterpreting where the noise was coming from, and I thought maybe it was someone banging on a different door right next to us. We weren't expecting anyone to be there or anything, and my mind didn't immediately pick up that someone could want to get in for whatever reason. I assumed that maybe someone got locked out of their apartment next to us or something, and was trying to just wake up their roommate. Probably not super logical of me, but I was starting to get really nervous. The banging was extremely loud now, but I never heard a voice. I also want to add that I was only a few feet away from the door, so if someone would have said something, I definitely would have heard it. The banging then went on for about 5-ish minutes, maybe even a little more. I was definitely freaked out, but I decided not to move. I texted my little sister during the whole thing, and I told her that someone was banging on the door. She told me she could hear it too, and she thought that maybe I had dropped something. Then I told her that I was starting to get really freaked out. Then it stopped. For maybe about 2 minutes, there was nothing but silence. I thought maybe that was the end of it, but after that 2 minutes, it just started right back up again. I was still in my math class. My teacher's trying to tell us about the homework, and there's someone violently banging on the door right next to me. I was getting panicky now. I start wondering if I'm gonna die or something, but just ignore it and try and focus on my teacher. The banging continued for another maybe 5 to 7 minutes, and right in the middle of it, I think I heard a click. If I could describe it, it almost sounded like a door unlocking. But I thought there was no way that could be it. I'm just being irrational. I start to kind of joke to myself to just watch as the door handle would dramatically slowly turn and then the door would open. Well, about a second later, I watched as that exact scenario then happened in real time. I froze. The door handle was then opened slowly. The room was silent. I didn't dare say anything. I was just way too scared beyond belief. The door had started to open, but not all the way, because I had put the chain on it earlier that morning. The door was now at a slight angle so that I couldn't see the person, but I don't think they could have seen me either. I mean, not unless they put their face right through the door or something. After about 3 seconds of silence, the door slowly shut and the banging just stopped. I got up immediately to go lock the door. What's so great about this is that I was so nervous that I just ignored the fact that someone literally tried to break into the apartment. My teacher, peers, even my own sister were all just kind of oblivious to the fact that we were just in real danger just now. After both of our classes finally ended, me and my younger sister started talking about it. She also texted my older sister and told her what happened. We literally just went on with our day like nothing happened, and when my older sister got home that day, she had started asking us more about it. I had started to tell her the story in more detail, and as she drove us home, she had called who I believed was the landlord. So as it turns out, a few weeks before this happened, my sister had called for maintenance so that they could come to her apartment and fix one of her bathrooms. So she thought maybe it was them. When she called the landlord, she asked if the maintenance would give her notice or let her know beforehand if they were coming. She also asked if they would let her know that it was maintenance, just so she would know who it was. To be honest, I don't really remember the woman's response to my sister's first question, but she definitely said maintenance would call out to her or something. My sister also mentioned that the banging was so violent that the door frame had actually been damaged. The woman said that their staff wouldn't ever damage the property. Now remember when I said I heard a click and the door unlocked? Well, maintenance has a key to every door. My sister had her key as well as the spare one. The woman said she would talk to maintenance and ask if they had been there, to which they later confirmed they hadn't. We also asked if the locks ever got changed. They said they were changed as soon as the last tenant left, so it definitely wasn't someone who used to live there and still had a key or something. I really have no idea how this person unlocked the door. It's crazy to me. The woman recommended that if she found out that it was a maintenance, that we should definitely file a police report. I think it was maybe a day later, my older sister was leaving for work again. She realized as she was leaving that she forgot her water bottle, and she went back to go grab it. She made sure to lock her door again as she left. She was pretty freaked out from the previous event and was really hypervigilant, so we're pretty damn sure that she locked it on her way out. Well, she got back home from work that day and found that the door to her apartment was wide open. After this event, I believe she finally filed the police report. I just really hate that I acted so stupidly. I should have called the police right as that second wave of banging hit. At any moment, I could have looked through the peephole. I could have seen this person's face. Maybe if I had moved or gotten up even just a little, I could have gotten a look at them. But I was so scared that I just froze. I know what I should have done in this situation. Call the police, maybe grab a knife from the kitchen or some sort of weapon, hide, etc. But in that moment, I didn't do anything. I really don't think that I even fully comprehended just how much danger I was in until the door opened. I hoped that if I didn't say anything, they would just leave. And well, I guess they did. I know I should be trying to go easy on myself. Taking that into consideration, I'm still only 15 years old. I've never been in a situation like that before. I've never really been trained for that sort of situation. I mean, unless you want to include scary movies or something. Funnily enough though, I guess I'm the dumb person in a horror movie. I don't do anything smart in the face of danger, and there's also the fact that I have pretty severe anxiety. I've never been formally diagnosed with anything, but I know that I definitely have an unhealthy relationship with it, to say the least. I have really bad anxiety on an almost daily basis, and I've had multiple panic attacks as well. I've missed so much school, and at one point I even went to see a therapist about it when I was 13. I was tested on the adult anxiety test, and my therapist actually told me that it was concerningly high. So to say that I can't properly deal with emotions is fair. I think that's one of the biggest reasons why I didn't do anything. I thought I was being irrational. I'm just so used to thinking that I'm blowing something out of proportion that I assumed I was just doing it again. Then again, maybe I'm just trying to justify my stupidity. I guess I'm just still really annoyed with myself, like I could have done better. The only thing I can really do now is just to hope that nothing like this ever happens again. But if it does, I know what to do now. So far, me and my family have a few theories. We figured this person maybe learned my older sister's routine and thought nobody would be home. Once the door opened and he saw the chain, he realized that people were inside and then left. We also thought that maybe he got in by taking an old key or something and jammed it into the lock, and then banged on it to unlock it. Maybe he somehow got a key to the apartment though. I thought for a while maybe when I put the chain on, I really did unlock the door. I don't think so though. I'm really not sure of anything at this point. These are all just theories, and we're not professionals by any means. If anything else happens, I'll definitely give an update. This happened to me about 2 weeks ago. I had started university in September, and therefore live in a students-only apartment complex. There's about four other apartments in my hallway, and sometimes we just spend time in each other's apartments. I had the absolute chance to lose my keys during the first week of university. It wasn't really a big deal though, I just simply paid for another key. After about a week in my apartment though, I had started to notice that some of my things weren't in the same place as I thought that I'd put them. It didn't really scare me though, because I know I'm a distracted person. On the day of the incident in question, I was coming home earlier than usual with another student named Thomas, the boy that lives in the apartment next to mine. We got inside, and when I unlocked my door, I had saw a woman right inside my apartment. As you can expect, it really scared me, but right as I was about to ask her what the hell she was doing there, she then told me, "Oh, sorry, I didn't know you'd be home this early. I'm the janitor. I clean the rooms weekly." She then just smiled at me and went out. Now, I didn't even know we had a janitor, but this kind of explained why my stuff was moving around. Thomas then noticed that she had left her keys on my desk, and said that I should give them back to her. When I took a closer look though, I then realized that those were my lost keys. The night then passed, and I decided to talk to the man in charge of the complex about this. I told him that the janitor had lost my keys, and I asked for my money back. He just looked at me in total incomprehension, and he then told me, "But we don't even have a janitor." Right at that moment, I just froze. Then who the hell went in my apartment for the past few weeks? Why was she there? We didn't call the police because, I mean, nothing had been stolen. But I still decided to search for cameras in my apartment, because you just never really know with these psychopaths. I haven't seen her since, and I'm really glad to know that she can't enter the complex anymore without the badge on the keys. So yeah, that was a really creepy experience. I was a high school student living with my mother in a third floor apartment. I used to sleep in the living room because the apartment only had one bedroom, and well, it was my mom's. I was pretty happy with the little space I had though, and I was a really happy kid. I always got up at about 6 a.m. to go to school, and my mom always got up at 5 a.m. to have time to shower and make breakfast before then dropping me off at school and heading to work. During that morning, I remember waking up and all the lights were on. Every single one of them, even the one in my room. I went to grab my phone, but it wasn't there. Okay, pretty odd. I headed to the bathroom and I saw that all the drawers and doors of every furniture we had were open. I was deeply confused at this point. Anyways, my mom came out of the bathroom and she asked me what the hell I had been doing. I told her I had no idea what she was talking about and I thought that she did it since she was always up at least 1 hour earlier than me. I had also asked her if she had seen my cell phone, since I still didn't really know where it was. Then I saw it. Deep inside her green eyes, the realization. I could distinctly see the fear and all the pieces inside her head clicking in place. She then leaped to the kitchen and found the window wide open, a kitchen knife on the ground, and some really dusty fingerprints on the wall where someone had put weight on to climb inside. It was then when my sleepy-headed self had put the pieces together too. Someone somehow climbed all the way up to our balcony, got inside the apartment, and then robbed us. All while I was asleep in my bed right there in the living room. My mom hugged me and asked me if I was okay. I said that I never heard anything and that I didn't even wake up when this unknown person turned on the lights and rummaged through our stuff. It was super weird. They didn't dare to try and open my mom's bedroom door, so she didn't notice a thing. My grandma claims that it was some angel that protected me that night, and that's why I didn't wake up. But I don't believe in that stuff. I don't think they knew I was there either. The police never found the robber, and we ended up putting steel bars on the window. We ended up moving some time after that. This all happened to me when I was still in high school. It's been about 6 years since that happened. My mother and I have moved from that apartment, and I'm now grown and living with my boyfriend. But even today, I'm still really paranoid, and I always wonder why I didn't wake up. Even though I'm really grateful that I didn't. Thank God for that. Last Sunday, I was at my boyfriend's apartment for the weekend. The boyfriend left to go to work at about 8 a.m., but not before giving me a kiss on the head. This had woke me up, but by the time I could open my eyes, he was already gone and out the door. He had actually forgot to lock the apartment door on his way out, to which I hadn't realized. I got up, put my contacts in, brushed my teeth, and then put my workout clothes on. I started my day off right with some good squats and crunches. Then I made myself some coffee and toast. I decided to hop on the computer to look up some hotels and restaurants. Me and my boyfriend wanted to take a little in-state vacation, so that's why I was doing this. Now, the entry door leads directly to the open kitchen and living room area, which is where his PC is. I start to hear the sound of the door handle turning, and I get really excited, thinking that maybe my boyfriend is coming home for an early lunch. It was about 10 a.m. at this point. The door quickly opens, and I see an older man then step in. He looked to be in about his 60s or 70s. My first thought was maybe he's the electrician that the landlord said was going to be stopping by, but I thought that it was odd that he didn't even knock. And the fact that he wasn't even wearing pants. Luckily, he was wearing underwear, though. This guy then speed walked into the apartment with a really glossed over look. I was mostly polite in the beginning, then saying, "Sir, who are you? What are you doing here? This isn't your apartment." I then progressively began shouting and cussing him out, but nothing would faze him. He went straight into the dining table over a large cardboard box that my boyfriend had full of board games. He then sat on them. He literally sat on the games. It looked like he was going to take a dump on them or something, but then he just tried laying down on the games. I then got up and ran to the bathroom, absolutely terrified for my safety as I'm only about 5'2", and definitely not as strong as I'd like to think I am. This guy was about 6 foot, and God knows how many drugs he was on. I dialed 911 and informed the operator on everything that happened, as I'm totally shaking at this point. She asked if I'd be able to safely leave the bathroom to let the police in. I told her it was no need and that it was unlocked, as that's how the guy got in the first place. Then gave a little laugh, to which she then laughed too. I heard the cops at the door, but they were talking to each other. I opened the bathroom door, then peeked into the living room. No guy. I got really nervous about checking the bedroom because I'd have to go around a corner and I wouldn't really be able to see that well. That's when I suddenly hear, "Sir, where are your pants at?" from the hallway. I'm standing right at the door to listen and texting my boyfriend everything that's happened. They eventually got the guy in cuffs, and the druggie just kept shouting how they were hurting his hands. The officers then ask him where he lives and what he's doing here. As it turns out, the guy apparently lives about 7 streets away, and he says he's just trying to go to bed. Well, that's definitely not happening here. My boyfriend came home shortly after and comforted me. We went downstairs to see if the police needed my statement before they took off with the guy. I couldn't believe their response.
"Nah, don't worry about it. We already got it from 3 other people.
We found out that he went into every unlocked apartment that he could. An officer walked by with a gallon Ziploc bag completely full of pill bottles. We found his pants and shoes in the hallway. Please, everyone, always lock your doors.
This happened a couple of months ago, and I'm finally feeling safe being alone again. It was around 1:30 p.m. when my dog started barking for me to take him outside. I had put him on his leash and walked outside my first floor apartment, leaving the door unlocked behind me like I had done a million times before. Seriously, I never ever thought twice about it, as I live in a really safe neighborhood in an extremely safe, almost boring town. In my 27 years of living here, nothing had ever tested that sense of security before. My dog is 15 years old, so he moves a little slow and really loves taking his time sniffing around. He'll usually just stop and pee about 3 different times and then take that day as no different. But suddenly, a big white truck filled with lawn equipment slowed down right in front of me.
"Hey, make sure you pick up after your dog."
I then looked up and saw a man in his late 40s or so, wearing polarized sunglasses and a bandana around his lower mouth and neck. He just peed. I responded with a little bit of attitude, like, "Thanks, but I got this. Now drive away." I looked up yet again, and he then gave me a wink, and then lowered his bandana to blow me a kiss, right before he drives away. This man had instantly made me really uncomfortable. But as a young Hispanic female, I had been pretty used to older Hispanic men being inappropriate like that. They've been doing it for years. It's just a really sad reality. But once again, I didn't really think too much into it. I was walking back to my apartment now when a woman came out of her apartment in the next building over and then stood on her patio, motioning for me to come to her. Now, I've never met this lady in my life before. I had seen her around the complex and she seemed pretty nice enough, but ultimately I didn't really know her. I've watched Dateline before, so I'm definitely not going up to her patio. I asked her what she wanted and she just insisted that I go over there so that she could tell me. I told her that I really needed to bring my dog back inside my apartment, but that maybe I could help her from outside where I was if she just told me. Next thing I know, this woman is now freaking running right toward me. That's when I picked up my dog ready to run home, and that's when she stopped probably about 5 feet away from me, and then she said, "Look, please listen to me. A man walked to your apartment while you were walking your dog. I think he was one of the mowers. I was sitting in my car when I saw him walk in, and I know you live there alone. I called 911, and they're on their way now." I could feel my face burning as I was trying to process what I just heard. I'd watched the man that I had talked to drive away. I didn't see his truck anywhere. How could that be possible? What I didn't realize was that while I was talking to him, he had positioned his truck right in the line of sight of my apartment. I couldn't see my door, so I was totally distracted and looking away while another man had walked right inside my apartment. If my neighbor didn't happen to be sitting in her car while on the phone, I would have walked right into my apartment completely unaware that someone would be inside of it waiting to do God knows what to me. I'm honestly so thankful that she was so observant even prior to the incident, because she knew that there shouldn't be anyone else in that apartment and she had a really bad gut feeling that something was wrong. The police arrived not even 5 minutes later and arrested the guy. This guy actually told the police that he had permission to use my restroom, which was freaking obviously not true. Since my door was unlocked and we can't really prove what his intentions were when he entered, he was only charged with trespassing. That's actually a misdemeanor in my state, and he did no jail time, which obviously really freaked me out because this guy knew where I lived. The man driving the truck technically didn't really do anything wrong, but it's really scary to think that they might have been working together. I ended up staying with my parents until we were able to find a legal loophole to get me out of my lease and move out of that apartment ASAP. I moved into a house with an old friend of mine and got a Ring system installed that same day. My dog has his own backyard now, my dad mows the lawn for us, and I still sometimes get coffee with the neighbor who called the cops for me. Even to this day, I'm so thankful for her gut feeling. Honestly, if it wasn't for her, God knows what could have happened.